See?
My bad.
Let there be light, nigga. Look at that.
Ooh, cool. Dun. I didn't think I'd have to check little things like that.
No, sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes.
All right, she got her coffee, yeah. Nigga.
That one's automatic. That one's automatic.
Automatic. I had to borrow that one.
Oh, like boy. You guys. Asia May, Alvin, Duke Reed,
yes,
Penelope, everyone, yes. Welcome.
Shout and out Jesse Fifi. Rivera.
And
dearly,
Rita.
Dearly beloved. Yeah, and we just Rita's spent a here. Good couple minutes talking about the fine ashtray that Rita made.
Yes.
And that she once threw a chancla at Penelope. It was the only time Penelope ever got hit.
And I like Rita.
Yeah, and I like her too. She's really cool. Anyway, we're here today to talk about our top five Prince songs. And Alvin, how hard was it to just not put the entire Purple Rain album on this?
Extremely.
Like your first draft, were you like, that's too many from Purple Rain?
I'm going to tell you, when you invited me here for this, I'm like, oh, that's easy. Like, I thought, easy peasy, I'll figure it out.
No.
I'll take an hour before the show. And this turned into some serious shit to me.
You was doing algebra.
I had, for real. I was in here flabbergasted. I don't want to use a white people word.
Okay. Did you get overwhelmed?
I started getting irritable. I stepped out several times, just hit my blunt, smoke a little weed, because I was starting to, because like you said, I was going to use all five of the songs off Purple Rain. I said, this nigga got way too many albums. You know what I'm saying? Duke, come outside the box. At least try to put some other shit on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up Prince songs A to Z.
Mm.
Oh, you did it like that.
Damn. Oh, my God.
Yeah. How many was there? Is there a total?
Shitload.
I can't stop scrolling. Look at that.
Wow.
See, that and I'm still in the.
I'm still in the. What letter is that? I got bad eyes. Oh, that's only G's. It keeps going.
Hey, that helps make the top five. Like, you only got G's.
I don't even know some of these things. Yeah. I don't. What is Kodika? I don't know.
Yeah. Do you ever
What's Zoxkagate? I don't know.
So you guys both ended up going down Prince rabbit holes, it sounds like.
Yeah.
My method this time was, because it would have been all Purple Rain songs.
Yeah.
My method was the songs, the top five ones that make me feel a certain way.
Mm.
And I couldn't even dwindle that list down.
Right. See, that's what I picked songs that represented me. Like Prince, represent myself through Prince. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I would have wrote this shit. You know what
Always,
I'm saying?
Every time.
So that's kind of what I, but even then, like you said, even doing that, I still felt like the shit was hard. I'm like, damn, what about this one? What about that one?
Yep.
You know, then I start listening to the whole song. I feel like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Yeah, we'll never get through this by tomorrow.
Dude, I had to finally get in the shower. I said, that's enough of this shit. Yeah.
And then I was just looking for cold breakdowns or just the sounds that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's too much great shit.
Hey, shout out to Prince.
Right. You
know, Prince got us out here thinking and getting frustrated and still happy.
And you know what one of the things that makes me happy when I think about Prince, because you know I do get sad that he's gone.
Yeah.
I think we're only at the tip of the ice, because like he recorded stuff every day.
No, there's so much in that vault that we'll never hear.
You know, there's stuff in the vault that he did with Bruce Springsteen. Like
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, like Miles Davis. We heard a little bit of the Miles Davis one. Like there was a one song on one of the albums that got re-released recently that had one Miles Davis cut. And the only way to get that song was to buy the box set. Maybe you can stream it on Apple, but I don't know.
I'm curious about, so the last couple of years of his life, he, I don't know, it converted to Jehovah's Witness, right?
Oh, that was only in the end? Or towards the end?
Yeah, it wasn't his whole life.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And the Musicology album, kind of, you can hear it in there. Not really Jehovah's Witness, but just the more he stopped doing a lot of his songs that he did before. And I am interested to know if he did, because they have a songbook. It's called The Kingdom Melodies.
Oh.
And I know for a fact he had to have orchestrated that whole thing. I want to hear those.
Yeah, just because when he was learning it, because I'm sure that's how he learns and how he appreciates it.
I mean, you sing
it.
The song in the beginning of the service, just like every other church, you start with a hymn, but, you know, it's not, I want to hear the Prince version of those.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I bet that's out there. Bet that's out there.
I don't want to hear that shit. Yeah.
I like my hymnals, Negro spirituals. I like when
a nigga was still fucking hard every day and talking about it, you know. That's me, though.
All right. Okay. Well, I think we could talk Prince all day, and we're just going to have to sprinkle that chatter in throughout.
Let's get it in.
Because we're going to have to, yeah, we're going to have to jump in, and we're going to have to do this. In the end, we're going to try to take our individual list and agree on a top five.
Oh, that's going to be rough. We're going to be some fighting motherfuckers.
Well, no,
in here,
no, because I'm pretty submissive. I'll be like, okay.
okay, you can
do that one. Yeah, you know
he
what I'm saying?
He said he's on his 2023 manhood. Because he said, this is how you do it.
By that point, I'll just be wanting to wrap it up. I'll be like, we don't have to use any of mine. That's fine.
See, I'm still 1981 manhood. I don't care if I'm wrong. I'm like, fuck you.
All right, but it's still going to be called Duke's Top 5.
I'm working on it, though.
All right. Okay. Well,
are you going to talk about the stipulations before we get into this? Because the stipulations threw me a little.
Yes.
Loose,
yeah. Know? I'm glad you brought that
Thank
up.
Thank you.
For the listeners, I decided as commissioner to retire the beautiful ones. The beautiful ones. So Asia and I did this about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, with Johnny Taylor and Jackie Pearl, overslept and didn't make it.
Mm.
And
shout out to the flamingo.
Yeah.
I almost did today. Almost.
Yeah. She,
I did oversleep a little.
In the spirit of Jackie,
we're starting
she almost
at 12
overslept.
And we were supposed to start at 11. So
hey, that's all right. But it's none of their business.
The beautiful ones was everyone's number one.
Yes.
And it was also everyone's number one. Like yes. we did like, you know, Facebook and Instagram polls, and it was number one. So we're retiring the beautiful ones.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to say some words about the beautiful ones.
I would like to say some things.
All right. Let's hear it.
First of all, your rule is bullshit. Okay. I think that was very wrong, but this is your show. And it's your rules, and we respect Jess Rivera. He's a good man. But I almost didn't want to do this shit. I was like, listen, man.
Rules.
I put what in
was
my
was it because
top
there was
five,
a rule or because of the beautiful ones? What was
it was the rule as well as the one you put in as being a rule. And I was like, how do we make a top five without beautiful ones? Do I want to make a top five anymore?
It's automatic.
Well, we're saying it's in the Hall of Fame.
And that's where I got to go ahead and sit back and say, you know what, Jesse's more mature than all of us. You know, let's go ahead and respect this motherfucker. It's in the Hall of Fame. Let's get over the shit, dude. And let's just listen to the rest of the 5,000 songs, nigga, that we can pick from. So
I remember when I first realized like what a cultural phenomenon Prince was when I was working in a call center, and I worked in, we called it the tower, like we overlooked the entire call center, and we managed everyone's schedules and stuff, so we're up above in the tower, and on fun days we'd play music, you know, in the background, and I played the beautiful ones. And like, you know, anytime you played music in a call center like that, there was the Filipinos, the Mexicans, the brothers, the whites, you know, there was all of those cultures were there. And you'd always get the play some Limp Bizkit, you know, play some oldies, you know. But when the beautiful ones played that day, it was like
everyone became
harmony,
submissive.
And people were like acting it out. We're pointing you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The song reminds me of myself. I think of me when I think of the beautiful ones. And I think that even ugly people, like, they close their eyes and they think of themselves as the beautiful one. And that's why we all relate. You see what I'm saying? And that's why it's hard for me to accept that that's not on the list. But I respect you. I love you. I admire you. And,
it's on the Mount Rushmore.
We ain't gonna say shit else about the beautiful ones, okay?
We might have to retire another song after this.
Is Purple Rain
every
retired?
Podcast retire one.
No, Purple Rain is not retired.
That's wild. I would think if anything was retired first.
Do we want to retire Purple Rain right now then too? You feel better about that?
And what I did is this. Since I couldn't have beautiful ones in there,
Just take the whole album out of the equation. Like,
now, You would really get to some nitty gritty and have some people really do some real research.
And that's what I tried to do.
Yes,
like I wrote out this
list, and Purple Rain was the
last album I considered because I'm like, okay, that whole thing.
And I wasn't going to do that just because I can't. You know, I can't. But the actual song Purple Rain, I was like, if Beautiful Ones can't be in the top five, and my mind, Purple Rain is the fuck up out of here. We can't do it because that's too simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's too simple.
It's not on my list.
You know, it should be in the Hall of Fame before Beautiful Ones, in my opinion. But I think we should all come together before we try to come together on this top five and say Beautiful Ones and Purple Rain, Hall of Fame. Let's just Hall get it out there. It's Hall of Fame.
I agree. You know, I'll toast. I'll cheers to that.
Yes, here you go.
Adore is almost one of them, too.
Can I get to my top five before you start throwing my shit out the window?
Top five retired list.
Right.
Based on the Facebook and Instagram comments, because everybody has a door in there.
Yeah, we'll get to those.
Jesse put up where put in their top five. I did not. I seen a door a couple times out of 23 lists.
All right, we'll get. There's 23. Go ahead. Right, let's go.
Five. Let's go.
Asia, number five.
Number five.
Okay. I have no idea why this. These are my todays, okay?
Yeah.
Don't judge me if tomorrow my fives are different.
Hey, it's all right.
All right. Musicology album, The Marian Kind.
Ooh. Do we need to go start
you
talking
should,
about that one?
Because that is a Prince. I will take your bitch.
Yeah.
I will bump your bitch.
I'll knock your bitch down.
Oh, if you leave her now, you're never gonna see her again.
Yeah.
He said, I'm gonna lace her.
Yeah, a lot of people
it's
was dope. Mad.
It's like a Prince very rock and roll. But yeah, it was a very nice way of saying,
I will run your bitch.
I got her. You don't want her. I got her.
Yeah, well, I got a room in my home.
You don't
want to
do right?
Yeah.
I don't see the Musicology album on here.
You're on, what are you on, YouTube?
You'll find it.
Musicology. Right, what's the song?
The Marrying Kind.
Yeah, and that means he'll fuck her. He ain't gonna marry her.
I should have brought my album cover so I could just. There you go.
You're never gonna see her again. It's light skin power.
You're gonna need a shoulder to cry on. You're gonna need a friend.
Ugh.
She's gonna need a pillowcase. Something need to wipe those tears on.
Damn.
And I got some purple satin laces.
We was talking shit, bro.
Wow. I've never heard that song.
Oh, you have to listen to it.
Yeah, it's
the
passionate.
Musicology album, though, so not everybody. You only could get it if you went to the concert.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one they gave away.
Yeah, and then they released it on, years later, because I went to that show in like 2007, maybe.
Yeah.
And I didn't know, so when I started looking for it, when my CD got ruined, I couldn't find it. I was very upset.
Shit, I know you were.
But now it's all on
because it's exclusive,
Is Prince saying that he's the marrying kind or the girl is the marrying
kind?
The girl is the marrying kind, and he wants to beat her shit down.
Wow.
And then, believe me, he ain't gonna marry her, even though she's the marrying kind. He got too much money and, appeal for that shit.
All right, Asia, deep cut on the.
That was hard.
Right,
I
want to
give you a round of applause.
I'm glad I'm not going after her right now.
Oh, are you not?
I'm not.
Oh, shit.
Look, that's the way I had it in order.
He said, she's gonna miss you at first, but then she's gonna buy me things. That's when I'm gonna lay her, cross my piano stool, and sing to her.
He was
going hard. So if you haven't heard it, go look up the lyrics, listen to it. It's a beautiful,
that's a good
beautiful
song.
Ballad.
It is.
The Marrying Kind off of Musicology.
Check that out, y'all.
Alvin, number five.
Number five, Call My Name.
Woo! Call My Name.
Hey, it just.
Calling out.
That's just right up Alvin Duke's alley. You know, when I'm in the pussy, I like that. Call my name, nigga. You can call me Duke or Alvin. I don't give a fuck. You know
that's
what I'm
saying?
That's
from that album, too. That's from the Musicology
album. It is. But,
that's also Musicology?
Mm-hmm.
It's just powerful, it's beautiful, and I love it. Yes, listen to me. Yes, love.
I'm not going to sing everyone. Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
I'm going to sing, nigga.
Ooh, Alvin, it's too early for that.
Yeah.
Wow. Call my name. My list is so generic pop right now that I don't even feel.
Is it a submissive
list? Balance this triangle.
Okay. So I'm going like what got me obsessed with Prince. Number five, just to start us off, what got me obsessed with Prince when I was, I don't know, what was I, 10, 11 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And this song and the video, and then trying to figure out the lyrics, Little Red Corvette. They just started it all for me. Like, I was just like, what is this? Is he's
talking about a woman.
No, but
she's
like
the Corvette.
His like androgynous look already, yeah, at that time, I was so confused.
I would have been a 10 too.
That,
man,
was the age of confusion though.
Was
if
it?
You think about it, all the music then was so cryptic.
Mm. You know what I heard about Prince once is that the club that he came up in was a Studio 5, Studio 1, Second Street or
there,
whatever.
Street,
we know
Fifth
what we're
Street.
Talking about.
We,
yeah,
we don't know with the lines and the
that club,
the corners.
That club played different music every night. Like Monday night was punk rock, mm-hmm, Tuesday was rock, R&B,
so
soul,
the influence
fun,
was,
and that he would go every night and just sit in the back and watch every type of band, and then
he loved music.
His song, his
not
sound,
his
was just like,
and that's why all the songs are so, they're across such a big spectrum,
right?
Yeah, and that's why. Alvin brought, no, somebody put this on the in the list. Somebody said that their top song was While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Oh,
and
yeah,
what they're talking about, that guitar solo,
mm-hmm,
that we've seen over and, mm-hmm, over again, where he's up there with legends. He's not up there with, like, I mean, he's up there with Tom.
It
he
gives
makes Tom
me chills
Petty move.
When I, yeah, he can make that, he can make that thing sing.
Yeah, he can.
He make that thing sing.
He can. Yep. And more than one instrument. He, mm-hmm, plays all
of
shit.
Them.
All of it.
Probably made up a couple.
All of it, and
probably
it's
in the vault with the songs.
Yeah, dope,
heard.
Yeah. But if you guys ever get a chance to really, if you haven't heard "Call My Name," just listen to it. Check out the lyrics, because it's beyond beautiful, and it's like just a romantic type song. You know what I'm saying? And the mature part of me picked this song. And I'm proud of myself. So.
I'm proud that
that's
you.
A, that's a
I'm proud
song.
That you explained and didn't leave it at "I like a bitch to say my name when I'm fucking," because it is so
you.
Much more.
Thank you.
Soft
it is,
and
though.
Loving and.
It really is.
But a great song will have one lyric that will pull you,
uh-huh,
in,
uh-huh,
and then you keep listening. And you're like, oh shit, this is way deeper than that. You know,
yeah. Even on the couch. That's it. Yeah. I don't have it on my list, and I probably shouldn't jump.
I love what, you know, that he has them points on the song where he loses it. He,
mm-hmm,
has where he just, you think it's a soft song,
and then
he just, he's screaming for a minute, and then he backs off, you know.
Then he goes James Brown.
And yeah, "Call My Name" kind of has some of those points, and he's just really wants you to get it how he's feeling,
mm-hmm,
and I love that.
Nice. Asia, number 4.
All right. From the album 1999.
Ooh.
Mm. International Lover. Yeah. International Lover is so freaky and so.
Yeah.
This has a call. This also has kind of a "Call My Name" vibe. Is it?
I think it's artistically,
okay,
very different.
All right.
But he's talking shit about. He has international pussy, and he's worldwide, and he's being celebratory of that, you know.
And the little metaphor that he goes, mm-hmm, into with landing the plane in a case of emergency,
right?
You know, that whole little thing. There's like this whole little chunk where he's, I'm your something.
Yeah.
And he goes through like the flight attendant speech, but
of
it's
course.
Very, very kinky.
Yeah, it is that.
Oh, Jesse's pulling it up.
Should I pull it up?
Well, see, he should, because it's not, especially us being in 2023, where we're in our 40s and stuff, and a lot of kids, I don't think, know nothing about this.
Oh, no.
So I think it's good for them to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's, there's so much, even trying to find these songs.
Yeah, it's not a song I've
you
listened
go,
to it at least
man,
10 times.
Oh, man, I forgot
times,
about that one. And
yeah,
some
it's
of these,
not one I go to.
Even this isn't something that I used to listen to a lot.
Right.
But as Prince's music became available on the internet, because mind you, if you didn't have the album, which Jesse probably has,
right,
all of them in this room.
Right.
If you didn't have that, you go to YouTube or LimeWire,
mm-hmm,
and get viruses on your computer. So I didn't have the exposure to every single Prince album. Which is what is a blessing now.
International.
Are you qualified?
No. Yes.
All right, gotta leave him wanting more. Mm-hmm. Gotta leave him wanting more.
Sound like he in church talking about pussy.
Ooh,
and that's what I love. You gotta love that. I'm at church right now.
Alvin, yeah. Number four, preach.
Number four, we already skimmed and talked about a little bit. Adore is my number four.
All right.
I absolutely love that. As wild as I come across and seem to be, when I'm in love, I adore. You know what I'm saying? So it represents me well. I become a simp, nigga, like overnight, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, so blood, yes. I'll drink the bitch bath water. You know,
I appreciate that about
up,
you, Alvin.
Straight up, I that's me.
I love that.
That's me.
That yin and yang that you have.
That is me. So it's a song that absolutely represents
it's also
like
me,
bipolar.
World.
It is. No, straight up. Yeah. It is. I go from people assume I'm a womanizer or have all the bitches in the world.
Yeah.
And that's not my intent. You know, that may be my image or my look,
right,
or what it looks like from the outside in, but I want to be sprung. You know, I adore. Yeah. But hey, that's my number four.
All right. My number four, to me, this one is very spiritual, very, very gospel. It's off of Around the World in a Day.
Okay.
And it's a song called The Ladder. You guys heard that one?
Everybody's
searching for the ladder. Let me see.
Oh, I have heard that.
You have?
Not like...
what's it called?
It's called The Ladder.
Not really.
The Ladder, huh? Okay. This is... From the name of it, I don't recollect it.
It's really long, too, so I'm going to try to get to...
It's a musical, huh?
Well, you know how he was.
Straight instrumental for 3 minutes before he say shit, huh?
I don't know how to make it go forward.
Does this song make you cry? Be honest, Jesse.
No, there's not a lot of songs that make me cry. There's
okay.
more like parts of movies that'll make me cry.
Oh, okay.
But not. I can't think of a
song. Huh?
I mean, I'm sure it happens, but nah.
I'm gonna find one of his that'll make you cry. It's almost like meditation for me.
You never know where you came from. Do you know the song, Asia?
No, I've heard.
You heard The Ladder?
But no, I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, I'm learning right now. Because I do feel like I've heard the song, but haven't played it more than once or twice. Why did you pick this song, Jesse? Why is this your number four?
I liked the... I really wanted something off of... Because like when
you were trying to go outside the box.
No, I first noticed Prince with 1999.
Okay.
Who of course became obsessed with Purple Rain.
Yeah.
But then the follow up to Purple Rain was the album Around the World in a Day. So 1999 and Purple Rain, I feel like I kind of fell into them. But Around the World in a Day was the first time that I was waiting for the next Prince album. Like
oh,
I was like,
okay.
I'm on top of this shit. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I'm like. Up to that point,
ain't
it
nobody
felt like,
gonna introduce me.
It felt like I was catching up to Prince.
Gotcha.
Up to that point, but then when Around the World in a Day came out, I was there with him in stride. And
I like that.
That's how I felt when I watched season 8 of Game of Thrones. I hadn't seen any of the seasons.
Yeah.
Everyone was hyping it up, and I had to watch 7 seasons of Game of Thrones just to prepare for. That last one.
Yeah.
I know
so
how you feel.
Yeah.
Man, y'all better than me. I haven't watched not an episode of none of that shit. Yeah.
I wanted to listen to every single one of those A to Z Prince songs.
I have commitment issues. I can't jump into any of those series that have like 5-6 seasons.
Oh, no. It's
nice. I can't do it.
It's great for depression.
Okay. Wow. All right. Asia, what's your number three? Is your number three great for depression?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
My number three is Do Me Baby from the Controversy album. Everyone knows that. And it kind of sits right along with International Lover. It is a very sexual, very overtly sexual.
Do Me Baby!
Yes. But I like his vulnerability in this song.
Yeah. It's like he begging for the pussy.
Yeah, but... it's like... I can't even describe...
Yeah.
all the little sounds that just kind of walk you into this. Okay, yeah, we're about to do this shit, and it is fucking going down.
Do you feel like you're walking? Do you feel like you're walking through the house to the bedroom?
Yeah, yeah. I be playing out shit in my mind that I want to do in the bedroom.
Ooh, I seen a gleam in your eyes. I said, "Shit, I'm glad it ain't no chandelier in there, man."
Oh yeah, wait till we get to my number one song.
We haven't.
That's a dope song, though. I like that.
With the exception of Little Red Corvette, we've only had ballads.
Well, you know, I think that shows our age. I think that's where we're at.
The moon is in.
We want to be crooned and shit. You know what I'm saying? And talk a little shit at the same time. You know?
Alvin, what's your number three? Is it a ballad?
Let me check it out. Let me look. I'm sorry. I was smoking weed.
Oh, it's all good.
Oh, here we go. We go on the Purple Rain, the album. Let's Go Crazy.
Oh, Let's Go Beloved. Crazy.
It just... I can't not move to Let's Go Crazy. You know what I'm saying? It kicks my energy in the gear. Like, I'm 42. If you turn it on right now, I turn into a fucking 20-year-old.
Uh-oh, don't. There's a lot of shit in this room, Alvin.
Right. You know, I don't want to tear up Jesse's shit, so I'm going to stay calm. But this little speech he gives at the beginning. Yeah. So, it's like, I feel like before a football game, when you're in the tunnel, finna come out onto the field.
Ooh, right.
And
really?
The nigga said, "Now I'm here to tell you. And I'm There's here to show else. You. I'm finna knock every nigga out here." And that's what, like...
I've never put a sports analogy to this.
Yes. Nice. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm ready to die for this shit. And I'm finna show y'all who I am. And then once the music hit... That's when it's game time. You know? You know the one.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Oh, your time, baby. You on your own. I'm an only child. So when he says that shit, I'm finna show you. You know?
And he walks you up to it with the music. That's the beautiful thing about Prince is
with
lyrics in me, and it's very intentional.
When I listened to this song this morning,
he was up.
I absolutely said, "I'm not leaving this out the top five," because I was trying to do, like, I think we all tried to did, and go outside the box away from Purple Rain as much as we can, so we can give the listeners something to research or look up and go, "Oh, I haven't heard that." But this is too undeniable for me personally. This is an Alvin Duke song. I'm fired up. I'm ready to, to do whatever now. You know, so that's why I picked it. That's why it's my number three.
Do we want to talk about Purple Rain, the movie, now? Or is there more Purple Rain stuff coming up?
I can talk about Purple Rain
three. My last three choices of number two and number one.
Are
from the Purple Rain.
Okay, so then let's wait and have the Purple... So let Purple Rain start percolating. Let it start messing in your head. Because when Asia gives her next song, then we're gonna have the Purple Rain discussion.
I can't
discussion.
Wait to tell my story about it. So
and
I'm glad
you knew
we're
that
here.
Was coming, right? Yeah. You knew we were gonna have to talk about Purple Rain.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought we were strictly going music, but love to talk about the movie.
Okay,
absolutely.
Oh, my pen just fucking died. Look.
Oh no.
I'm sorry. At least we still alive. You know.
My number three. You know. I said that I was on board with Prince when Around the World in a Day came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 90s for me is kind of a blur, especially the early 90s, because I was doing a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
And one day, like 1 year just bled into the next year. Like, it's a blur.
Yeah, yeah. See, I was trying to be a gangster rapper in the early 90s. That's when I ain't listening to no Prince shit no more. Nigga, bitches ain't shit. I was listening to The Chronic. Doggy style, you know what I'm saying?
So came alive.
I had left Prince alone. I said, "We're in the 90s now. I play football. I'll kill every motherfucker here."
You know what? But talk about hip hop, right?
Yeah.
My Name Is Prince. Like that whole album came out. I don't know. Was that that was The Sign? That's when he changed the name to The Sign.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's Timbal,
the artist.
The artist, and My Name Is Prince.
Is that the name of the song?
Yeah. Okay. You never heard this? My name is Prince, and I am funky.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Prince.
I've heard it because of Mr. Baptiste.
The one and only.
But I've never...
I forgot about it.
I've never
just
went to this song and hit play myself. I'll be honest about that.
This song is a jam, and it's him coming back. Very hip-hop, very 90s, very braggadocious. There's even a rap in this song that he doesn't rap.
Wow, okay.
But I think it's very of the times. And
see, I disagree with that. I think Prince rapped on Purple Rain. I'm talking about the album. Mm-hmm. There's songs where he is spitting.
All right. Yeah. And there's a guitar solo in this song that just fucking rocks. Shreds. Yeah. Like it splits your head in half. Like,
so far, your top five is very interesting, Jess. Okay, yeah. This is something Batiste would absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Can't tell him nothing.
In there, to funk around. In the house with
boxer shorts. Right. Boxer shorts and church socks.
And that's
with
him.
A tank top on. That's not a wife beater, but a tank top.
And that's him.
I love that's him.
Straight up. Shout out my to
Batiste. He forced me Prince. To duet Take Me With You at the karaoke thing.
Yeah.
Take me.
Alvin and Asia are talking. Go ahead. Oh, I was about to go for it.
For those who don't know who I'm talking about, I have a good friend. He's like not just a best friend, but kind of like a mentor of mine. I think Mr. Batiste is 58 years old and idolizes Prince. I'm talking about, I wish he was here. When I see him leave in the morning to go to work, he's slapping some Prince. And when he pull up back into the garage, he's listening to Cream. So, like, and I'm talking about not just listening, he performing. So like, Prince don't come out of his out of his music shit. Like, and he's still on CDs, so he don't have no iMusic, nothing.
The car.
He still got the CD. He put it.
Not the visor. Yeah. The visor.
He's given me a many gems and enlightened me a whole lot as far as when it comes to Prince. So now y'all know who Mr. Batiste is.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude. All right, Asia, you're number two.
All right, I still haven't decided.
Oh,
it's on the list. Okay, so my number two is kind of right behind Alvin's number three, Baby, I'm a Star.
I was arguing with myself.
Between that and Let's Go Crazy?
That and Let's Go. I was arguing. I said, no, I got to go Let's Go Crazy.
Baby, I'm a Star.
Yes, Baby, I'm a Star. Because when he ended the movie. Oh, when he ended,
might not know it now.
Dude, and he I whooped their ass and now I'm going to dance in front of y'all.
You know what? But when, not every night, but some nights before I go on stage, I'm reciting Baby, I'm a Star.
I love that.
And I'm telling myself.
You're reminding yourself.
And I'm telling myself, before the night is through, you will see my point of view. Especially if it's a rowdy room.
If it's a rowdy room,
I have to tell myself, Baby, I'm the fucking star.
I love that,
And I tell myself, before the night is through, you will see my point of view.
Yeah.
Even if I have to scream and shout. And I'll fucking take the stage and I will destroy.
As a fellow contemporary, as a comedian, I can see that in you.
I've seen,
you know. You've gotten so much better with your nerves and go up there and just be blatantly you.
Yeah.
And we love that. So
I'm going to look. I'm
and if this is what helps you.
No, yeah. This song.
Yeah. Look me over.
It seems like it's the end of the Purple Rain movie, but it's the beginning
of that.
Ooh, heavy.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a trip, man, that you mentioned that right there.
Mm-hmm. I love when he does the slap, or when he looks and goes, Doctor!
Yeah. When he goes through every single one of them.
Yeah, he's like, Doctor, ruffles on, cold.
Nigga. You couldn't tell him nothing, nigga. He out there like, well, I just showed you. I told you. You know, and I love that.
Flex on him.
Doctor! Yeah, that was one that today where I had to finally just, like I said, get up. And do something else. I said, it's time to get in the shower because you're going to go over this over and over and we got to make a decision. You know, so. Hey, thank you for picking this, Agent.
Yeah,
that was good.
What? All right, let's have the Purple Rain discussion. How much did the movie do for his career? Do you think we'd still be sitting here talking about him if there definitely. Hadn't been a Purple Rain?
We would definitely still be talking about it. His music is just too vast and too
because
awesome.
Because we still talk about
just,
Michael and he didn't do a movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's, I mean, he could have got away without, but that, it kind of already showed us legendary. You know, that for me, I will be absolutely honest with you. When my parents went to work and I had just my grandmother at home to watch me, we had a Betamax machine. I watched this movie every day from the age of 2 to five. I'm talking about every day.
Yeah.
To the point to where, do you remember when he gets sad and beats up the girl in the basement? I said, turn it off. Turn it off. Like, every day, I said the same. My grandma had to come over and fast forward.
You motherfucker?
I couldn't handle the light skin anger. I said, what the fuck happened, nigga? We was just with Apollonia. You know, like, I literally saw. I remember me and you watched this movie at Tina's house in the backyard. Yeah. And let me tell you, I thought I was ruining the movie because I can say every word, every line of Purple Rain.
I love it.
I know. And she was just cracking up at me being able to recite that shit.
I love it.
And I was basically narrating the movie. You know,
and then there were so many people who hadn't seen it before. That's what was fucked up because they just thought Alan was being an asshole.
Right, yes.
You hadn't seen it?
No. I seen it so much that, like I say,
I say it word for word too.
Dude, I'm talking about
I can't watch it without.
I
need some perfection.
Every fucking part of that movie.
You're making my boys look bad.
Yeah. Like, my favorite part, and this is how I knew I was fucked up when I was young. When he walked past Prince a room after getting off the stage, I'm talking about Morris Day, and he stopped and leaned back and said, how's the family?
That
shit made me laugh so fucking
that
hard.
Was wild.
And I'm talking about, I was a 3-year-old could understand the asshole in him.
That was deep scene.
And he said,
but then peep how he was right after.
I love Morris Day more than I loved Prince a little one.
But did you see his? It probably got real loud right there because that was great.
No, it's okay.
But did you see and notice that young right afterwards when he knew, like, damn, I was fucked up.
That's what brings it. That's what brings it full circle.
And
that's what for me, like, man, it literally shaped me. Like, literally, I can say that I'm that arrogant, that silly, that asshole I would say to a motherfucker, but also full fledged to know that shit was wrong.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
That was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So
can you still laugh at that scene now?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, I still don't. I'm still me. It's still like I say. There's so much yin and yang to Alvin Duke that few people in this world understand that, and that's why I have to keep them in my life.
Purple Rain has a lot of comedy sprinkled throughout.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes.
But Prince is very funny.
Duh. Yeah.
Very funny.
Dude, the whole Lake Minnetonka. I laughed my ass off when he told the bitch, "That's not Lake Minnetonka." Put that shit back on. Thank you.
You know how hard it is to put leather on. Dry. Imagine putting on leather wet.
And the girl is so bad, and he played with her, nigga, like a toy at Toys R Us, nigga. He said, "Oh, that's so cute." Man, but yeah, that movie is beyond impactful for me. I watched it every day for 3 years, and
we had it on VHS it's too, wild. And it was just a movie that was constantly on all summer.
Betamax. Before we had VHS, my shit was, it looked like a smaller 8-track. Looked weird, you know. So shout out to that movie. And Prince, I wish he would have did more movies, because I thought he did
Under the Cherry Moon was good.
Yeah, I haven't rewatched it in a long time, and I heard somebody say that it holds up now.
Graffiti Bridge was not as, I mean, it just went, you can't top Purple Rain. But Cherry Moon is funny. I like him and Jerome.
I gotta check it out.
With the whole little.
Okay, because
so if you ever see those black and white scenes, it's like a clip.
Yeah.
And there's this white lady. They're sitting at dinner, and it's black and white, like 50s.
Shut up.
He writes on the paper. He says, "What does this say?" And it is WRECKA.
Yeah.
STO.
Okay.
What does this say? And the lady, Ruckusto. What? Say it again. Ruckusto. Ruckusto. And it's just, you got to look up that. It's hilarious.
I'm going to check it out.
It's like, there's black people, you know, record store, the Ruckusto.
Yeah, the Ruckusto.
And one, he tells this joke, but that's like the punchline. And she's continually reading it until he gets her to sound kind of like a nigga. Ruckusto.
I wonder what kind of comedy or comedic movies influenced Prince.
That would be a great question to be able to ask him.
You know, what did he sit at home and watch and just laugh hysterically? Yeah. Like, was it the Three Stooges, Laurel and Hardy?
I would think some Robin Williams.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because Robin would go anywhere. He wasn't scared of a girl to get naked or look like a girl or act like a woman. You know
Prince,
what I'm saying?
I wonder if Prince and Robin Williams ever met. They had to run across each other somewhere.
Had to have. That's had strange. To have, yeah.
Alvin, what's your number two?
Roptic City.
Oh, we can go ahead.
We can party all night long. Hey, I love. It's another song that absolutely, if you put it on, I'm gonna get up and move. I don't give a fuck. When I'm 80, if I lived that long, I'm gonna stand up out the motherfucking chair.
I'm gonna break a hip.
You know, and that's it. It's just fun.
It feels like the best time of our lives.
Yes, and I was the three. 80s. You know what I'm saying?
It felt great.
I remember this song coming on, and I have a black dad and a white mother, so it's a diverse household. I'll never forget seeing glass things with cocaine on them, and you turn this shit on, and everybody doing that same white people dance, nigga with the snap. Everybody, the black people, the man, they did that one dance, nigga.
Billy Crystal called it the white man's overbite.
Yes, that shit was special to me. I was, because I'm three.
That's
I'm
wild. Like,
look
the different
at these crazy motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
They had their head down to the floor. Yes.
Yeah, this was do cocaine music.
See, and he ain't singing, he's spitting this rap, nigga.
You're right.
Yelling me.
I love it. Erotic City.
Now, Erotic City.
It's off of. Wait, what album is this on? Was it a B-side? Because it wasn't on an album.
I think it was a B-side.
That was the thing about like when my age, I don't think this was on an album. I think it was like the B-side of a single. So it was even harder to have what AJ was talking about earlier.
Well,
that
that's
had to
how
wait
I
till.
Found my number one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It was on the.
Cause it's like here it pulled
Are we
up
going
on the
into
hits.
Number ones yet?
No, oh, where okay. I still got my number two.
Yes.
Let me go.
Yeah, it was the B-side.
It was a B-side, right?
Yeah. I know it was played over and over at my house. That's what I know. You know, and I'm talking about everyone was happy. Wasn't nobody fighting. It was cocaine and
everyone was
and Bartles and James. Niggas was happy.
No one was fighting.
Nobody.
Bro. No one was fighting when Prince was on. Is that
nobody.
What you're saying?
Never. So much peace and happiness. They didn't even realize for an hour I was dancing with them, nigga. I had Star Wars pajamas on, nigga. Roptic City! You just... I'm telling you.
Oh.
I'm glad you came out all right, Alvin.
Hey, bud. Ain't Bridget say, what is nephew doing out here? I'm like, calm, shut the fuck up. Ain't Bridget shit. Ain't Lil said, let him dance, nigga. Shit. Then dad would scoot me up and say, God damn it, you're supposed to be in the bed. Shit.
Ow! I snuck my number two on.
You did. You know what?
This is number two solely for what it does for the movie.
Well, this is the first song you picked that I fucking know.
You made it easy because that was my second number two choice.
Oh, was it? This point in the movie is just fucking humming.
Yeah,
the live performances are like you're waiting for the next live performance.
Oh, yeah.
Right, because we get the live performance at the beginning, but this one, and because he does this song and then he
right
goes into
Nikki. Yeah.
Darling Nikki.
Yeah, yeah.
So this 7 minutes of the movie is fucking do not move.
Yeah, you don't you party.
Yeah,
my favorite part of this song is that when he's playing the guitar and Lisa's down on her knees.
I was just about to say
and it's
that.
Like, and I was a kid too watching this, but I was back in Georgia, but my mom was
ding, ding, ding,
familiar
ding.
With the men's. And she was very open about her sexuality.
You're familiar with the men.
I mean, your mama was doing drugs, my mama was doing men's, okay? Lots of them.
Oh, I love this girl.
The sexuality part of it, I think stood out a lot more for me because my mom had like
demands.
I've done podcasts and talked about before how my mom had a dick collection on the mantelpiece.
Damn.
And the
and
fireplace.
Just showed it off.
All these different dicks. I mean, she had She was that nigga. But yeah, anyway,
she said computer blue nigga. Yeah.
So I love when he's playing the guitar and it's like, yeah.
I mean, Prince is, I mean, we can't.
And that's one
you
of
can't
the,
separate the sex out of Prince music. It's just there.
Jesse,
you know?
Let me tell you what I love about that song. That was another song that was hard for me to leave off my top five. But in the movie, when he does that song and he gets off the stage and the black dude goes, "What the fuck is that?" He said it like the shit wasn't tight, but he also understood that he was up there playing.
Yeah,
basically he was up there. Yeah. It's like when you we go to to open mic and just riff on some shit that we don't give a fuck if they get it or not, but we know it's dope in our mind. You know what I'm saying? But when that nigga got off and said, "What the fuck was that?" And he totally did not give a fuck that he was getting chastised.
Yeah. No.
He said, "The people liked it. I don't have to answer to you. I'm the kid. I'm me." Like you say, he was just letting you know, "I'm a star and I ain't got to answer you," kind of. But I love that the dude was upset with his freedom on that stage during that
fucking
song.
Yeah, he's like, give them what they want. He's like, that's what they want.
He was liberated. Even if he didn't, that ain't what they wanted.
That's what they're
getting. He said, "Today, this is what I'm feeling."
Now they're going
to want it. Computer blue.
They're going to want it now.
Yes, and I love, but that's, every time I hear that song, I think of that part. What the fuck was that?
What a fucking waste.
Yeah.
Like father, like son.
He said, "I'm only going to be able to keep two of you.
Like son.
And if you don't get your shit together..."
I got three acts.
Right, dude. And he said, "Okay." That's when he started doing that pacing and shit, nigga. Uh-huh. You know? Hey. For real.
Pacing.
After Computer Blue, man, when he gets off that stage. Yeah, me too. And dude with that little Chicago Bears hat, whatever, it looked at him like, what?
No, it was a Detroit Tiger.
Was it? It
Detroit
was something. With the Afro stinging off his eye.
With the orange.
What the fuck was that?
Toothpick. You have a toothpick.
Man.
A
toothpick.
He chastised him. You know? That was a great pick, Jesse.
Thank you. We're about to move into the number one picks.
Yes.
So I'm gonna
this is honorable mention time.
Well, also what we're doing. Also a lot of our friends commented on Facebook when we asked, and here's a couple of people that said what their top five is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Robert Berry has
the same shit over and over again.
Robert Berry has the beautiful ones, "If I Was Your Girlfriend," "Sign of the Times," "Purple Rain," "Sometimes It Snows in April." Yeah.
Yeah.
Basic, right? Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not bagging on Robert. But
No. I like that. I thought he was the one who put the same song.
This is a great list right here. Read the Truth, Brandon Brown. Is that who read the
Hell
truth?
Hell yeah.
That's Read the Truth.
Shout
right?
out to Red.
Yeah. Oh, I love this guy. He's so nice.
He
I saw him the other night. He did great.
Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw him at
Grammys. Comedian that's finna bust y'all ass. Yeah.
So Brandon Brown came up with a really good list. 17 Days, Automatic, Love Sign, Shock G Mix, Last Heart, Another Hollery Head, Another Hole.
Yeah.
It's one of those long titles. Yeah.
Yeah. That nigga went too light skinned. That nigga's like, I'll die for this nigga. You know, because a lot of the songs, I mean, three or four of the songs on there, I know of them, but have never played them over and over.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of,
he could probably kick it with Batiste. You know what I'm saying? We're like,
Okay, speaking of light skinned, Stevie C. The Beautiful Ones.
Stevie C, nigga. Stevie C, dark skin. Fuck
that's
that,
the blackest nigga I know.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
That is a dark skinned white man.
Stevie C, The Beautiful Ones,
Hell
When
yes.
Doves Cry, 17 Days, Raspberry Beret. And he can only count to four.
Well, see, that list shows me he's white. You know, his whiteness came out.
It was hard for me to leave off When Doves Cry, but again, trying to stay away from Purple Rain.
I don't give a fuck about no bird crying, nigga. You know, I don't want.
But it's like I said, it's the music of it.
Yes,
you know, when you get into that, where you just feeling okay. I just only want to listen to these 2 minutes of this song.
Where I am in life right now, dealing with my, I don't want to hear nothing about no doves crying, nigga. Get your bird ass the fuck away from me.
So okay, look,
but it is a beautiful song.
White dude, this is as white as you can get. Kobe Lawson.
Oh shit,
his love Kobe.
Decent,
I'm glad he's off drugs now.
Purple Rain, Jeez. Raspberry Beret, 1999, When Doves Cry, Let's Go Crazy.
Yeah, see there you go. That's why I gotta fuck with him.
Oh, and he's got honorable mentions.
Yes,
Little
he
Red
does.
Corvette. I Want to Be Your Lover.
I Want to Be Your
Bat Dance.
Lover.
You Got the Look. Oh, Kobe's black. Kobe got soul.
He put a different Kobe list on mine. Which song was it that he included?
Kobe
and I was
Do.
Like, oh, I like that
I was,
one too.
I was,
Okay, here's some more White Soul.
Enamored on his list.
You don't call me no more. That was one of the songs.
Call me.
And it's that piano is so.
That shit is. That almost crept in. That almost crept in for me.
Here's some, here's some more White Soul. Because right
that
here.
Called my name or cousins. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was like,
Here's some more White Soul right here. Charlie Spink.
Oh, shit. That's a silly nigga.
How come you don't call me anymore? When you were mine.
It was him. It wasn't Colby. Okay.
Housequake. International Lover.
Housequake was cold.
Vicky Waiting. And Asia did comment, your pick is a banger.
Yeah.
It's on my list. Yeah. I'm dwindling down. Charlie says, if you want an amazing deep cut, Violet, the organ grinder from the Get Off extended single.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's a beautiful line,
Charlie,
dude.
Charlie went deep.
Hey, dude. Hey, shout out Charlie Spink.
Oh, we talked about this guy earlier today. Yeah. We love him. Stephen Ferris.
Oh, yeah. The deodorant nigga.
Controversy, the most beautiful girl in the world. Future baby mama, Pop Life, and Tic Tac Toe.
Pop Life is, that's a popular one. But there's a lot of stuff. Again, that list is so long.
That is, I'm talking about
two more
the
people.
Depth of that list is totally cool.
But here's the thing. So when we talked earlier about, you know, him sitting in the back of, and I don't know if we did it on the cast or we were just talking, when him with him sitting back in the back of the room watching all those bands, having all those different, and in that scene you were just talking about, that ain't what you were supposed to do.
You're right.
Prince built such a, his empire is the way it is because he has so many different audiences, which is why I only knew Purple Rain for a long time because that's what black people were listening to. Think about the time it was either that or it was, you know, whatever was black people's music back then because Prince, Whitney, it really wasn't that. And so you get into, I'd be interested to see like, it's probably a commonality between certain kind of white folks, which Prince music they're more exposed
to. It's just music is the universal language,
but also age, right?
You
because look, here's a young fella right here, Marcion Evans. His list is I Would Die For You, Pop Life, When Doves Cry, Erotic City, Little Red Corvette. It's kind of all.
I Would Die For You is,
I would. That's why I kept that off my list only because of where I'm at in my personal life right now. I ain't dying for you, bitch. Get the fuck away from me.
And Nate Shaw did exactly what we tried not to do. When Doves Cry, The Beautiful Ones, Take Me With You, If I Was Your Girlfriend, and Erotic City, which if you think of Nate's list, it really only encompasses like 7 years of Prince's creativity.
But that don't make it not good.
It don't. Yeah. It don't. But that's such a short time span.
I like that all the youngsters on there that they have one of mine. It seems like, you know, like Stevie C, there was four of them that went on, but the one that's number one is Let's Go Crazy. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I can see why I hang with them. There's a piece of me
you,
in
you
me.
Can see it.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Some other people, you're like, I wouldn't. That's not a Prince song.
But I love the depth. Like, I love the depth of, like you say, Red the Truth. I love the depth of Charlie Spinks. He didn't just pick Purple Rain songs.
That's not what he listens to.
Yeah, he picked a deep
and
cut.
And I thought that was awesome,
because he didn't have, I don't think Charlie Spinks grew up in a house that where they were playing Purple Rain on Betamax.
No, they weren't.
Yep, that's awesome.
Like all those Artificial Age, Lotus Flower, all those things, you find such strange
shit in there.
And it's like, okay, I don't want to hear that. I love Prince, but this ain't for me.
So
or it might be for somebody.
So since we've covered them, that we talked about a lot of songs there. Do you still want to do an honorable mention? Is there something you want to talk about before you hit your number one, or do you think we covered everything? We go either way.
Well, you know, I want to bring up some honorable mention, but you know, I feel we've already kind of covered them a little.
That's
bit.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Asia, what do you got? What do you think?
I gotta get back to my paper because I got a shitty memory.
Well,
do you want to go?
Can I throw one in real quick?
Do it.
It was very hard for me to leave Diamonds and Pearls off the list. I absolutely love that shit. That shit makes me feel like just a classic. I want to go back to the 20s or something, nigga, and put on a white suit, listen to that shit or something. Like, the shit is beautiful to me. It's a duet though, so I didn't know if that was gonna be.
Who's it a duet with? Or is it just like the girl that was in his band? It's not like somebody. Forget.
Yeah, I don't know.
He does a song.
There's whoever it is sang the fuck out the shit. It sounds like some Tina Marie type shit.
You know, there's a song on one of Madonna's albums that he's on.
Okay.
Him and Madonna do a song on one of the albums.
But Diamond and Pearls, I'm talking about, man.
Oh, there's a D to the A to the A to the M. That was horrible.
Diamond and Pearls. This shit was cold.
This is another one. So the album I talked about earlier, like the cymbal and this came out back to back in the 90s. And so.
Yeah. Diamonds and Pearls is definitely in my honorable mention. I didn't know if it was going to not be allowed on the list. Because it's a bitch singing on the album too, but it's a beautiful song. I absolutely love it. How come you don't call me anymore?
Yep, we talked about that one.
We talked about
recently came up. Yeah,
yeah.
Asia, any honorable? Or are you done? No.
I Would Die For You. We already talked about that, and I Want to Be Your Lover and Computer Blue were my little ashes that I put in there. You know that I want to talk about honorable mention, but we've covered them.
Mm.
Crimson and Clover.
Oh, ooh, shit.
What's that from?
That's hard.
A bunch of bands have done it, but he covered Crimson and Clover and his fucking.
When it comes to that, nothing compares to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people don't know that Prince wrote the shit. Nigga, Sinead O'Connor sang it, but nigga,
he did a version of it,
and it's damn good. Mm-hmm. So.
I've never heard this.
It's dope.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Is this on a soundtrack or is it on all his records, do you know?
I think I found it online.
All right, Prince.
What album is that on?
She just found it.
Let me see if it
because it doesn't show that it's on an album.
It's a cover. It's just there's another one. I there's so many and I have a shitty memory, but
it's on Lotus Flower.
Oh, okay, that's why.
Yeah, you just mentioned that record. You just mentioned how there's so many deep cuts, and you mentioned that record.
Yeah, and I also have a shitty memory, so I sometimes forget where things sit in the scale of things. But yeah, it's a nice cover. He did that at the the piano and a microphone show right before he died.
You saw that, huh?
Oh, I have recordings of it. Audio recordings. I was so close. I was like 10 yards away from him.
Let's not even talk. I can't.
It was so sad.
Yeah, okay.
I have to tell my story because I was like...
Tell it then.
I went and saw it at Paramount in Oakland.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That place is small. So it happened to be that I got handicap tickets, but they let me buy them without proving I was handicapped, and I didn't really know, right? Shut up, Alvin. So I was totally close. Like, right there, I literally was like 10 yards from him, the piano on the stage.
Check if I was handicapped.
And it was like no cameras, no recording or whatever. But a bunch of people in the 200s were. But I was close, so I would have got caught.
And you recorded.
So, but that's what iPhones first started letting you like video or voice record. So I have like. At least 2 hours find a way,
oh, you can do a bootleg.
I kept looking at him because he was so tiny and frail, and it wasn't it wasn't that he was just his normal little self, but he looked sick.
He looks emaciated and shit. Yeah.
And he died a few months later, and I kept thinking, this feels like a goodbye. This feels like a goodbye show.
You
he
told me that.
No flair, just me and this piano and a microphone.
And you gonna listen?
He fucking did those songs like he had 8 instruments on stage.
Wow.
But it felt like a goodbye, and it was. So I'm glad I got to see him.
I'm glad you got to see him. That takes away some of my pain of not having seen him. Like that story you just shared.
Me too, because I haven't seen him. Yeah. You know, I live through Batiste stories and Asia Mae stories.
That's great. Asia, what's your number one?
My number one, especially for this podcast, this time.
We're
going
to have the same number one, huh?
Nope.
Yeah.
So this is also on a, not on, so it's not on the Purple Rain album, and it is the God Love theme from Purple Rain. God, the love theme. The sex scene song.
Oh shit!
What's it called? It's called God.
So search, God.
God. Purple Rain B-side.
What made this show number one?
So one of them, though, this is the instrumental. One of the guys, there's like several versions of it, but he does a whole lot of talking in the beginning. Yeah. That's not it. Is it just sound you're using, or is that connected to your system?
It's just sound.
Okay, here, let me play it from here.
Okay, that, yeah, if you got it.
That's not it.
Go ahead, play it. Asia got it.
I'm trying to pause it. Go ahead. Oh. Mmm, this is what's on when they hook up the first time, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, put that. I want someone to make love. I want someone to make love to me to this song.
Yeah, I can see it in your eyes, nigga.
That right there, that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my deep. Gosh.
Hey, Asia finna come on.
This is a love-making song.
They released this version of Purple Rain, and it has all of the music.
The extended, all of the, yeah, the extended album. Because
it's also
album.
Got the doo-doo-doo. Remember when they're playing the piano, when his dad shoots himself, and they're playing the piano part that ends up being the guitar solo?
For,
yeah, that's also on this, too.
Yeah, and I had to, I didn't know, like, this wasn't available, like I said, but when Prince was alive,
yeah,
I didn't know how to get it.
Yeah.
Mm. So he, so I fell in love with Santana Europa because it kind of has that same kind of feeling to the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. It's not the same melody, but it has that same feel. It was as close as I could get to this without having to watch the movie and just play that, you know. And then it's only for that long, and I was like, I need more of that. So I like the way that song makes me feel. When you said songs never make you cry, this one almost made me cry listening to it yesterday.
I remember talking to you about Santana's Europa a long time ago. Like, yeah, one of the first conversations we ever had was about Santana's Europa.
And I was probably still trying to find this song at that time.
Oh, he had to have lifted it.
It's just the same kind of feel, you know.
He said I could do it too.
Santana's, you got to do a Santana podcast. That would be impossible.
That would have to be albums. That'd have to be albums. We couldn't do songs. It'd have to be albums.
That's what I was gonna say when I was preparing for this. I was like, can we just do albums? This is terrible. I can't narrow it down.
So am I calling that God? One. Is that just the name of the song, God?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Alvin, what's your number one?
My number one is the best song in the world because it's just out of pocket, nigga. Darling Nikki.
Oh gosh. Ooh,
wow, you went there.
When Darling Nikki stared at her and sang that motherfucker the way he sang that shit and had that bitch run up out that place, it makes
falling off.
Me makes me laugh. Back, it makes me happy. It brings out all the arrogance in me.
Oh, he was bitter and petty at that point.
Yeah, because he hurt something. And let me tell you, it's sad to say that even at 42, I'm still so eye for eye and tooth for a tooth, and spiteful and vengeful. And I started glowing when this shit would come on, nigga. Like, I felt like show enough, nigga, when he started glowing, nigga. Like, I feel invincible, nigga. Like, I'm more talented than you and look better than you, and get your raggedy ass out of here, bitch. I'm telling you about the feeling of the song, how it makes me feel. Yeah. But the lyrics, the beautiful dirtiness of this song, just that,
I wanted it to be Nikki.
I know. I wanted to fuck Nikki. I wanted to
see the bitch sitting there masturbating to a magazine.
Hey, straight up.
Really? I want that. I want to be the person he's watching.
Seeing how I knew I wasn't a woman beater earlier when Prince slapped the bitch in the mouth. I said, that ain't right. You know, I wanted to fight Prince, nigga. I said, listen, nigga, I know the bitch did you wrong, nigga, but sing your song. Don't hit the bitch. You know what I'm saying?
That's how, like, I knew I wasn't a woman.
Straight up, man. Yeah, man. So, hey, Darling Nikki is just beautiful, nasty dirt that I will roll around in right now, and it makes me happy.
He said, my body will never be the same.
Never be the same.
So I was kicking around a theory. I don't think you guys dug it at all. That
I read it.
Darling Nikki
is
grew
it
up
the
to
same
be,
as Red Corvette?
Yeah, is it the same girl from Little Red Corvette?
And is it the same girl from
Pussy Control?
I commented on it. He said no.
It's
too much pussy for
him to be singing about one for that long.
But I just
talking
don't
about like the
that.
Evolution of one. Powerful
it could be true.
Woman.
I'm not saying it couldn't be
it's
true.
Like, that's how I see it. It's like the evolution of one powerful woman.
And that could be true. And I think that's a great take to have on it. It's just maybe that's not what I want to see.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I see Prince
never
just in a
it,
bed.
But
yeah. So my hot take was that. So my hot take was that.
Yeah.
The girl from Little Red Corvette, Darling Nikki, and Pussy Control are the same woman at different phases of her life.
Wow.
Could be.
Wow.
Very well could be.
And there should be a movie on her.
See, that's where my unsubmissive come
a musical.
In.
Let's do a Broadway musical.
Yeah. No.
No, you don't want it to be a musical. Movie. You want a movie.
No. Yeah.
Do you want it to be a movie or do you want it to be a 7-part Netflix series?
I love Netflix series.
I'd rather it. I kind of feel like it should be a movie.
Because you want it one and done.
I want it to be the opposite of Purple Rain.
I want it to linger. That's why I want a series.
What if?
Let's set
the movie up this way. There's a delete. Let's say that. Let's create some found footage. There's a deleted scene from Purple Rain where Prince dumps a girl and we don't ever see her face. Like, he just breaks up with her in the morning and she leaves shattered, and then she goes on to become those three women. And she's like, I'll show you. And then he hooks up with her like 20 years down the road. And she's like, oh, you remember me? Wow. Boom.
Write it, Jesse.
Someone write that script.
Yeah.
Write it.
Someone write that script.
Yeah, shout out to fucking Darling Nikki.
I knew that this list was going to be so hard and just that there was going to be so many songs to talk about that I just went to one of my earliest Prince pleasures for my number one. And I recently rebought this record and it was on my turntable for a week solid and I played it every morning. That is so funky. Controversy. Controversy is my number one.
I think this was like the borderline of, I think this was kind of the borderline of when I was younger, if I could think, like certain songs I like to listen to and certain ones it wasn't like I was beaten down the door. And this one feels good, but not as good as the, at that time I think it was like the,
I'm gonna be honest. When I was 4 and 5,
nasty
I didn't
shit.
Understand
I like
the song. I didn't know what the fuck controversy was.
And that's what I'm saying. I was probably
did I give a fuck.
Were you hyper focused on this one thing? You get okay. I don't get that part of the artist.
Yeah.
Like, so this was the beginning of that for me.
And this song is still hella relevant today.
It's hella relevant. It is influential.
Maybe
it's
even
all
more
of that.
So because there's so many more
so
people
too.
That are just saying calling themselves fluid, androgynous, just like like what is like you know yeah.
This is one of Batiste's favorite. He would definitely be on his top 5. But I didn't get it until I was in my 20s to even get the understanding really of it or care that he was talking about it. I loved Sexual Prince, you know what I'm saying? So when he got on some like real life shit, I was like, I don't give a fuck about this. Cause I still didn't give a fuck.
It's like, I didn't want to get deep.
Yeah.
I want to dance with the white people
right,
on cocaine.
Nigga, with the motherfucking snap, nigga. Bow. Roger Jetty, young man, you know, shit. So, babe, that's a great pick, man. It's going to be hard for us to all agree.
So here's, okay, I think I'm going to take a real easy way out on this. And this is what I want to say. I already forgot what song it was.
Let me hit that okay. Simply Lemonade, man.
Let's do one song from Purple Rain.
One song
that's
not retired. And I really want Computer Blue or Darling Nikki.
Hold on. I thought we was going to take all of our top fives and agree on which one should stay at 5.
We are going to agree on them. But I'm just making a pitch for like to try to make it easy. Let's say one of these songs. Because we do have.
How's that going to make it easy? How are we going to pick one song out of Purple Rain that. And none of the other songs go on the top 5?
No.
We're going to make a top 5
together.
Top
5 together.
Oh, okay.
From these songs.
Okay.
All right.
So, what are our 3 number 5s?
Our 3 number 5s are Marrying Kind, Call My Name and Little Red Corvette.
So say what was Asia's? I didn't hear the first one.
Marrying Kind.
Marrying Kind.
I don't think we necessarily have to go by the order of this list.
Okay.
We just want to agree now on five songs, and we are going to try to say that one is number one.
See, okay. No, I get what we're saying. So but like, this is my strategically wise of doing this.
Okay.
Because he has to win. Can
we?
You know
no. We don't
right?
have to win. I, it's not about a win about thing. Right? What would help me is to say that which out the fives will we pick? Which out the fours will we pick? Which out the threes will we pick?
Oh,
which out
the twos
will we pick? Which out the ones will we pick?
All right.
And then we can reshuffle them however we choose.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, so okay. of the
we
fives...
We can just say
these are top five.
Yeah.
Okay, of the fives, Marrying Kind, Call My Name, Little Red Corvette. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Right. This one we need... I might as well bring my son in here.
That's what I thought. What if we do this way? What if we do this? Alvin, from your five... What is one song from your five you would absolutely fight us?
Darling Nikki.
Okay.
Darling Nikki.
Then I agree that's on the list, though. Then yeah, I agree with
Darling Nikki. Then we're writing down Darling Nikki, yeah. Okay? Now, Asia, of your five, what song would you fight us on that has to be in the top five?
Do Me.
Okay, so now we have two songs, okay?
Okay.
From my list, I would fight you guys for... Computer Blue?
There you go.
We can have that one.
Okay, Computer Blue.
We all agree on that.
Now, at this point, they're not
in
any order.
There's two more
now. Now, we need two more songs. Now,
I'm getting nervous.
Adore came up a lot. Erotic City came up a lot. Do we want to...
Adore.
Okay, Adore. All right. One more song. And then we're going to fight over what order they're going to go in. Do you want me to read some of the titles that were...
Yeah.
Do you want me to read some of the titles that were mentioned on
it's
Facebook?
It's all going to be Purple Rain.
Is it
going to be? No, I was going to go Erotic City. That was going to be mine. Yeah.
We should say Erotic City. Do we want to say Erotic City?
I say Erotic City.
I agree on Erotic
City. Okay, Erotic City. Okay, so here's our five songs right now. Our five songs are Erotic City, Darling Nikki, Do Me, Computer Blue, Adore. What's number one or what's number five?
Well,
where do you want to start?
I'm going to start with me because my number one is Darling Nikki.
So what do you want, Darling Nikki to be number one or five?
No. That is my opinion of what's number one. I love Darling Nikki just resonates with me and makes me the happiest of all.
I won't argue with that. Would you put Darling Nikki number one of these five songs? I don't know. I kind of want Erotic City to be number one. Asia, what's your...
Yeah, I would. Now, I wouldn't argue with that.
If you asked me which song I would prefer to listen to, Darling Nikki would be over Erotic City.
Okay, so then Darling Nikki is number one.
There's another vote for Darling
Then can we
Nikki.
Say that Erotic City is number two?
Yes. Yes.
Now we have three songs left.
Adore has to be number three.
I agree with that.
It's not even fair that it's number three, though.
Yeah. Now, because
tomorrow I'll be like, why would I put Nikki above Adore?
So then we have Do Me, and Computer Blue left.
Computer Blue to me. Yeah.
And
Do Me is last.
Do Me. There's our top
that
five.
That is our top five.
That's the top five today. Could be something different tomorrow.
By the time we get back in the
car, we're gonna be back.
But hold on. Can we look
how
at
how did we leave out this?
This is what I want to really look at.
I want you
to look at what we chose as the top five and look at my original five.
Oh,
don't tell me. Did you just play chess on us, Alvin?
I just want y'all to check
Did you just play chess on us?
I got three.
That's all I want you to know.
Was it a checkmate?
You know, this is light skin power, and
what
I just want people to understand that.
So Alvin got three in off of his list.
Blood
I got one.
And look wise, I'm the closest to Prince in this motherfucker. Okay?
None of your songs
make
Hey. I want to play. Hey, man. I done had a good time here.
It was great.
Thank you guys so much. I knew it was going to be fun. I didn't have a limit on how fun this was going to be.
This was dope, man.
It definitely was worth waiting an hour and a half for you guys. I'm just kidding.
You knew both of us were black, okay?
I wasn't going to say it, but I'm glad you said it.
You knew that.
Jesse doesn't eat potato chips and beef sticks in the middle of the night.
I was crawling into bed and I saw Asia on Facebook Live. saying, Alvin, you should have come here.
And when I seen that, that's when I went to bed. I said, it's time to go to fucking bed.
I was singing at James. I had just
journaled. And, no, I didn't journal. I just tucked Penelope in, read to her.
Went out there and got the weeds out of the garden on the fresh veggies. Jesse, you're too responsible.
Asia, where can they find you on Instagram?
Exclusively Asia May. Asia May is spelled AJAMAE. Alvin, like the country girl that I
am. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook. Oh, yeah, I get thrown in Facebook jail way too much. I've done good the last year, though.
You have. Yeah. Also awesome. Happy to see both of you.
Knock on that wooden table behind you.
Alvin Duke Reed on Facebook. First, middle, and last name.
Alvin Duke Reed.
Yep. On Instagram, it is Reed Shit.
R-E-I-D.
Shit. You know how to spell shit.
If you haven't already seen one of his viral videos.
Yes.
Same for Asia.
It's going crazy. And those are two places you can find me. I also recently got a TikTok where it's Alvin Duke Comedy. Check that out. I need some TikTok.
I have a TikTok, but I ignore it.
Yeah. Well, they told me I have to get
and
it.
And then
they
I go in there like, there's 99,000 messages for gonna, you in your
gonna,
inbox.
We're going to end the podcast. May you all live to see the dawn.
Hey, man, come to Jesse Shit if he invites you here. This is a beautiful thing he's got going on.
Beautiful. Thank you for having us, Jess. Lovely cuppa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate you.